The nation's recurring nightmare has happened again. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says a gunman killed 14 children and a teacher at an elementary school today. It appears the 18-year-old shooter was killed by police. Gunfire broke out early this afternoon in the city of Uvalde. It's about 85 miles west of San Antonio. Heavily armed police swarmed the school, with ambulances following close behind. School staffers and others watched and waited. The governor spoke in Abilene, Texas.
When parents drop their kids off at school, they have every expectation to know that they're going to be able to pick their child up when that school day ends. And there are families who are in mourning right now, and the state of Texas is in mourning with them.
For more on this tragedy, I am joined by Tony Plohetsky. He's an investigative reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. He is covering this story, and he is en route to Uvalde, Texas. As we speak, he joins us by phone. Tony, I'm sorry that we've had to trouble you on this horrible day in Texas, but I know you're en route to the scene, but have been talking with law enforcement. Can you give us the latest of what you've been hearing from them?
Well, one of the main things that they are trying to fully and broadly understand is what precipitated this violence. We are told by law enforcement that this gunman, he is an 18-year-old man, shot and injured his grandmother. One thing that is unclear to me at this hour, though, and as we go on the air, is whether or not that happened at a separate location or whether she was shot and injured at the school. But authorities are confirming now that this gunman shot 14 students as well as a teacher fatally. And in addition to that, authorities are trying to ascertain the extent of the other children who were injured. They have been taken to hospitals both in Uvalde as well as 80 miles away to San Antonio, where there are, of course, more major medical facilities.
I mean, when we're talking about an elementary school being the site of a massacre like this, we're talking about children who are 8, 9, perhaps 10 years old. Have officials said anything more about specifically who the victims actually are?
Not exactly. I think that is one of the things that they are trying to learn. But as you can imagine, and this is very reminiscent of my time reporting in Sutherland Springs, Texas, the site of a mass shooting in 2017, because Uvalde is such a small town, keep in mind, 16,000 people, word is, of course, flowing throughout the community this evening. I'm getting reports from people I know there, and the names of the children are tragically beginning to circulate throughout the community, a community that, as you can imagine, is just ripped apart by just absolutely stunning grief tonight.
Yeah, I can't imagine being a parent and waiting for that kind of news out of your children's school to be coming out. And is there anything else that we know about what law enforcement might have said about this young man? He was a local resident, and the fact that his grandmother was in town, so he's not a stranger to this town, it sounds like.
Not a stranger to this town. He has, in fact, been described as a local. Authorities have said very little about him, although they do say that he apparently entered the school with obviously at least one handgun, but also possibly a rifle. That is one of the things that they are continuing to study at the crime scene right now. I do also want to tell you that it is my understanding that authorities may, in fact, be establishing a mobile morgue outside the school so that they can begin the process tonight and tomorrow of removing the dead from this very tragic scene.
Tony, I know you have covered mass shootings in your state many, many times over the past, and obviously the grief and the sorrow that is coursing through this community and the shock, no doubt, has got to be tremendous. But I imagine even for you, this sense of deja vu that we are going through this yet again in the United States, you're rushing to go cover yet another mass tragedy.
I think one of the things that is so profound to me is that very often when we think of gun violence, we think of it unfolding in major cities or even suburbs. But when you look at two of the more recent mass shootings that have unfolded in Texas, we're talking about pretty rural areas. Uvalde, again, a small town, 16,000 people, really not even in the shadows of San Antonio, about 80 miles from San Antonio. Then, of course, thinking back to the Sutherland Springs church shooting in 2017, it really does underscore, in my mind, that this gun violence is not just a city or an urban epidemic, but is, in fact, unfolding in small communities across America as well.
That is Tony Plahetsky, investigative reporter at the Austin American-Statesman. Tony, thank you so much for being here. I'm sure we'll check back with you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.